Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take the sources you send us, dig in deep, and pull out key stuff so you get the picture fast.
Yep, that's the plan.
So today, we're looking at something for the kids, the Lisa Kids mattress. We've got a review here from Mattress Advisory that you shared.
Right, and our mission today is to unpack that review. We're going to see what this mattress is really about, who it's actually for.
And what makes it stand out, you know, so you can figure out if it's worth looking into.
Exactly. Get informed quickly.
Okay, let's jump in. So the big idea from the source right off the bat is that you can't just shrink an adult mattress and call it a day for kids.
No. The source makes a strong case that standard mattresses often just don't work well for children. They're lighter, remember.
Right. So an adult mattress might be too soft or maybe too hot.
Could be either or both. Or it might just lack the specific kind of support growing bodies need. This review really focuses on how the Lisa Kids mattress tries to tackle that directly.
Okay, so how does it do that? What makes it different, according to the review?
Well, first off, it's lower profile, only about 7.5 inches thick.
Ah, okay, practical.
Yeah, the source points that out, says it's perfect for those low beds, and especially for fitting safely in most bunk beds. That's a biggie for parents.
Totally. Bunk bed height limits are a real thing.
And then there's the construction itself. It's specifically fine-tuned for kids' weights. The source mentions it's best for sleepers up to maybe 150, possibly 200 pounds each.
So really aimed at younger kids, maybe into the early teens.
That seems to be the sweet spot, yeah. The review is pretty clear that for heavier teenagers or anyone over that kind of weight range.
This isn't the one.
Probably not ideal, no. The source actually flags the Lisa Natural Youth Hybrid as another option from Lisa if you need something with a bit more support for more weight.
Good to know there's an alternative mentioned right there. Okay, so that's the basic idea and profile. What about how it actually feels, the support?
The source describes the feel as medium firm. They rate it around a 6.5 on a 1 to 10 firmness scale.
6.5. So not super hard, not super soft, a balance.
Exactly. The review frames it as finding that middle ground, comfy enough, but supportive enough.
And why is that specific firmness level important for kids? What's the thinking there, according to the source?
Well, the review explains it's about promoting good spinal alignment while they're still growing.
Ah, makes sense.
Yeah, the source kind of implies that the wrong mattress, one without enough support during those years, could potentially, you know, contribute to posture issues down the line. This aims to prevent that.
So kind of proactive support. What about different sleeping positions? Kids flop around like fish sometimes.
Yeah. The source actually says it's pretty versatile for that.
Oh, good.
For side sleepers, it apparently offers decent pressure relief for the shoulders and hips. For back sleepers, it helps keep the spine and lower back aligned.
And stomach sleepers, that can be tricky.
For stomach sleepers, the review suggests the medium firmness is generally enough to keep their hips from sinking in too much, which is important.
So adaptable then, even if your kid does nightly gymnastics.
It seems adaptable for kids who change positions, yeah. But the source does add a little note.
Uh-oh.
Well, just that if you have a heavier child who only sleeps on their stomach, they might possibly do better with something even firmer for, like, optimal support.
Okay, a slight caveat for specific cases. Makes sense. Let's get inside the mattress. What's it made of, according to the review?
Okay, so the source breaks it down. It sounds like an all-foam construction. There's a breathable cover on top.
Right.
Then a layer of cooling foam. Then a layer for pressure relief, described as memory foam. And then a base layer of high-density foam for stability.
Hold on. I remember seeing in the source material, like, one quick mention of hybrid. But what you're describing sounds entirely foam. What's the deal?
Yeah, that's a good catch. It's a bit confusing. Mm-hmm. There might be that one label, but honestly, the detailed breakdown, the layer description, everything else in the review points strongly towards an all-foam design.
So the bulk of the evidence in the source describes foam layers.
Exactly. Based on how the review actually analyzes the construction and its components, it really presents as an all-foam mattress built with these specific foam types for kids.
Got it. So focusing on that all-foam design described, how does that affect things like, say, motion transfer or edge support? Important for kids' beds.
The source actually gives it good marks there. Excellent motion isolation is mentioned.
Oh, nice. So if one kid rolls over, the other doesn't feel like they're on a trampoline?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you sit on the edge of the bed to read a story, you're less likely to disturb them. And speaking of the edge.
Yeah. How's the edge support?
The review says it's good. Provides decent stability right to the edge.
And why is that particularly useful for kids?
Well, The source kind of hints it adds a safety factor. You know, stability, especially for younger ones who might roll near the edge or just like sitting there, makes the whole surface feel more secure.
Okay, yeah, safety. That's huge for parents. What does the review say about the materials themselves? Are they safe? Any certifications?
Yes. This is something the source really highlights. It mentions two key certifications. First, GreenGuard Gold.
Okay, what's that mean?
That means it meets strict standards for low chemical emissions, both the foam and the fabrics, important for indoor air quality.
Right. And the second one?
The foam itself is CertiMeet UR-US certified. That means it's made without certain harmful chemicals like ozone depleters, heavy metals, formaldehyde, certain phthalates.
So basically cleaner materials. Why is that emphasized for a kid's mattress in the review?
The source really stresses that these certifications help ensure a healthier sleep space. I mean, kids spend a lot of time sleeping, right?
Yeah.
So minimizing their exposure to potentially iffy chemicals is a big reassurance point the review focuses on.
It definitely adds peace of mind. Now, kids can sometimes sleep hot. Does this mattress address cooling at all?
It does. The source mentions several cooling features working together.
Like what?
There's that breathable cover we mentioned. There's also a specific cooling foam layer near the top. And the review notes that even the memory foam layer is designed to be more breathable than traditional memory foam, less likely to trap heat.
So multiple things working to keep it from getting too warm.
Yeah, they're meant to help with airflow and temperature regulation. The source suggests this makes it a pretty good choice, especially for active kids or if you live somewhere warm.
Makes sense.
But it also adds a practical note. If your child isn't a hot sleeper, then maybe these specific cooling features aren't the number one reason you choose it, you know?
Fair point. Focus on what matters most for your kid. Okay, practicality check. Put mean spills, accidents. How's the maintenance?
Simple and good news here, according to the review. The cover is removable and machine washable.
Oh, that's a lifesaver. Huge plus.
Definitely makes cleanup easier.
Okay, let's zoom out a bit. What about the company, Lisa? What does the source say about them?
The review gives some background. Lisa started up in 2015. They seem to have built a reputation not just for quality mattresses, but also for social impact.
Oh, how so?
They have this 1-10 program. They donate one mattress for every 10 sold. The source mentions they've served over 1 million customers, won some awards, suggests they're a pretty established and reputable company now.
Okay, good background. What about buying it? Trial periods, warranties, shipping the nuts and bolts.
The review outlines some pretty generous policies here. You get a 100-night trial, risk-free.
100 nights, okay.
Shipping is free in most places. The source does specifically note a $100 return fee if you happen to be in Alaska or Hawaii, but otherwise, returns are free too.
And warranty.
This is pretty impressive, a lifetime warranty. Covers manufacturing defects.
Wow, lifetime on a kid's mattress. That says something about expected durability, doesn't it?
It really does. The source definitely positions these policies, the trial, the warranty, as major confidence boosters for buyers. Adds peace of mind.
No kidding. What about setup? Does it arrive in a giant, awkward box?
Apparently not. The source describes it as convenient. Comes compressed in a reasonably sized box, easy to unbox and set up.
And that new mattress smell. Any off-gassing issues?
The review notes minimal off-gassing, so low chemical odors when you first open it, which is another positive point the source makes, especially for a child's bedroom.
Good. Don't have to air out the room for 3 days. What about price? Where does it sit? Budget. Premium.
The review seems to position it as competitive, like offering good value for what you get, especially considering the kid-specific features and those safety certifications.
So not the cheapest, maybe, but justifiable for the features.
That seems to be the take, yeah. And the force also mentions positive customer reviews and high marks for customer support, which kind of backs up that value perception. People seem happy with it.
Okay, so it sounds like a solid contender. But what if someone reads the review, hears all this, and thinks, maybe it's close, but not quite right. Does the source offer any alternatives to check out?
It does mention a couple. The Helix Kids mattress comes up.
Helix Kids. What's notable about that one, according to the source?
The review points out it offers dual firmness, different firmness on each side. Could be interesting if you want an option that adapts as the child grows, or if you just want that choice.
Okay, dual firmness. Any others?
It also mentions the Bear Cub mattress.
Yeah.
That one's described as another durable, medium-firm option, also designed specifically for kids.
So basically, other solid choices in the same category. If the Lisa Kids isn't the perfect fit for some reason, the source presents them as comparable options to weigh.
Exactly. They're framed as alternatives worth considering based on your specific priorities. Maybe you really like that dual firmness idea, or just want to compare another well-regarded kids model.
This has been super helpful, really digging into this review. We've covered a lot why a kid's mattress matters, the Lisa's design, the support, safety aspects, cooling materials.
Right, the practical stuff like the washable cover, the company policies, the warranty.
Even those alternatives. So it paints a pretty clear picture.
It does. And I think the main takeaway from this review for you listening is really to think about your child specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Consider their weight, their usual sleeping style, whether they run hot, what kind of bed frame you have, all those individual things.
And then compare that to what the Lisa Kids offers based on this review.
Exactly. Weigh your needs against these features. The medium firm support, the cooling, the safety certifications, the profile height. See how well it lines up for your family. That's how you figure out if it's the right fit.
Makes total sense.
Okay.
Which brings us to maybe a final thought for you to mull over.
Okay.
Based on everything we've unpacked from this source, all the targeted design choices, the safety focus, the features built just for kids in this mattress, how much difference does investing in something purpose-built like this really make for a child's long-term sleep quality, maybe even their development, compared to just, using a standard adult mattress? It's something to think about.